أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. Can we just have these lights off here, please? Excuse me, Jamaat al-Muslimin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to all our sick. Ameen. Jazakum Allah khairan. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I know I promised today we were going to continue with the signs. We came from out of space, and now we're back on the dunya. But something has happened on the dunya in the meantime. So before we go from the macrocosm into the microcosm, right down to the signature of the cell and the amazing creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to deal with what happened in the interim here on the dunya. And that is Jamaat al-Muslimin, and I'm sure everybody has heard by now. And it doesn't mean that anybody else from the community who has perhaps suffered the same fate is of any less importance that we are speaking about these two individuals. It's just also in the manner that it was done. And it highlights the precarious situation that we as a community are in, and as a nation. So let us deal with the first aspect thereof. Two of our beautiful young Muslim brothers, namely Umar Majid, Hafiz Umar Majid, and Hafiz Tawfiq Cummings, were brutally gunned down in cold blood in the week. I think it was Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry? Wednesday. And there's still a lot of question marks as to how it happened or why it happened. But ultimately, they were carjacked and driven to Hanover Park, where they were subsequently robbed and then killed, both of them shot in the head, almost as if it was some type of assassination or example that was being made. Allahu Alam. Allahu Alam. Because if it is to be the latter, because I know there was recently some anti-gangster and anti-drug protests in Hanover Park. And again, we don't have the answers. I certainly don't know, but if it be that somebody is trying to send a message to the Muslim community, I think they're making a big mistake. I think they're making a very big mistake. But nevertheless, with regards to these two beautiful brothers. In fact, Umar grew up in front of me. And mashallah, both of them hafid al-Quran. Umar's wife, Buthayna, the daughter of brother Nazim, Sheikh Nazim, Shabuddin, used to take the people for Hajj. She is just about to give birth. So very tragic circumstances under which these two brothers, their lives were taken. But we are reminded in the Quran, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy for the believers, how to deal with such a calamity, because it's one of the five major calamities. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And indeed we shall test you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses all three letters of affirmation and confirmation. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, the lam and the two noons. So thrice affirmed that indeed, most certainly, most verily, we shall test you with a trial of fear and hunger and a diminishing of wealth and lives. Allah will take our loved ones away. Allah grant us, protect us and grant us long life in His obedience. Ameen. And He will test us in the fruits of our labor. So give glad tidings to those who are patient and persevering. Those that say when a calamity befalls them, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we all belong to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us. He knows what's good for us. And He will do with us whatever He wants, whenever He wants, and wherever He wants. Those people that say that at the time of a calamity, they make that istislamul, a term that complete and utter surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surrendering their matter to Allah, and being satisfied with the qada and qadr, with the decree, the divine decree and ordainment of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down, ulaika alayhim salawatun min rabbihim wa rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers them with His salutations and envelops them with His mercy, and they alone are the rightly guided ones. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the families, the Majid families, Sheikh Nabil and his wife, Mu'allima Fadlan, and the Cummings families, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them sabr wa silwan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for them. Even for myself as a so-called imam, I even struggle to attend a janazah where I have to watch a parent burying a child. Wallahi, I don't think it is an easy thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from such a calamity. But alhamdulillah, these people, these two families, as I know, are alhamdulillah families of Iman and Taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase them in Iman and Taqwa. So, when it comes to dealing with these matters, especially under such tragic circumstances, in this case, a brutal murder in cold blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us, and especially the families of these two brothers and those that have been affected or experienced the same decree by Allah, that there is some comfort in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them for a specific rank and a specific status in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms this. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He confirms this. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, verse 169, 170, and 171, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا. لا تحسبن, it's almost like saying, don't think for one moment. And don't even enter your mind for one moment that those who are slain in the path of Allah, that they are dead. Nay, they are alive by Allah being sustained. Not in this world, but in the barzakh, of course. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them with having life in that barzakh, a special life. What special life is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ أَحْيَاءً عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا. A happy life, a life of joy they are having. Not just any kind of life in the barzakh, they are having a life of joy. A life of joy and happiness. وَيَسْتَبِشُرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Overjoyed with that which Allah has granted to them out of His favor. Allah has favored them. And if we look how crazy the world is becoming, we begin to understand the words of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, Karramallahu wajhahu radiyallahu anhu, that he said that one day a person will go to the maqbara, he will stand by the qabr, and he will say to the person in the qabr, Ya laytani makanak. If only I could be in your place. If only I could be in your place. Not that we should wish for death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose and decide for us. Grant that only which is good for us. And cause us only to die with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moist on our tongues. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Not just that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored them in the barzakh and granted them joy and happiness. وَيَسْتَبِشِرُونَ. They would actually like to come back to, for only one reason, to tell us how happy they are. وَيَسْتَبِشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. They'd like to come back and give us the glad tidings. Those who have not yet reached that side, that have gone through the door of death. And what would they like to tell us? Allah khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. That there is no fear on them. No other saddened about anything. There's no fear about that which is awaiting them in the hereafter, because they know Allah has guaranteed them Jannah. And there's no sadness about anything. About anything that they've left behind on the dunya or lost on the dunya, there's no sadness because they know that Allah has replaced it with Jannah for them. And then in verse number 171, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْتَبِشِرُونَ بِالنِّعْمَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. They want to give the glad tidings to us about the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them, about His favor, the great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them. بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِيُّ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever let the good deeds of the true believers go unrewarded. MashaAllah, these were, MashaAllah, وَنَحْسَبُهُمْ كَذَلِكَ. You know, whenever we're praising an individual on the dunya, even after they have left this world, and we say, MashaAllah, كانوا من الصالحين. They were pious people. نحسبهم كذلك. We think of them as such. ولا نزكي على الله أحد. And we praise nobody above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, those great efforts that these youngsters made. And as I say, I have witnessed the one especially growing up in front of me. Everything revolved around deen. Everything revolved around wanting to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything revolved around wanting to do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to stay away from that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that can never, ever, ever go in vain. And our youth, I know the greatest challenge from the present fitan that we are now engulfed with. And it's just, the waves just keep coming. The waves just keep coming. You know, it's unbelievable to think, you know, not just too long ago we were speaking about Belabel, where they want to introduce this comprehensive sexual education. And we've spoken about the anti-hate speech bill, where they want to stop people of faith, literally forbidding the evil. And we've spoken about, what was the other bill that was, the prostitution bill, that they want to legalize. They want to legalize prostitution as well. And now we even have this marriage bill, which is absolutely insane. And the one just keeps coming after the other, wave after wave after wave. And Jamaat al-Muslimin, the only thing that is going to save us, the only thing that's going to keep us afloat, and especially for our youth, we know, Shababu shu'abatum min al-junoon. Youth is a portion of madness. And they are aiming for the youth. They know that, you know, after 20, 30, 40 years, this generation, you know, middle age, the elderly even sooner, will be gone. That's why they're aiming for the youth. And alhamdulillah, even though, like, there was a meeting of think bishops of the Anglican Church, where they are now again discussing how they can change the religion to accommodate the parishioners, to accommodate the congregation. Again, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in a portion of a book, of the book, and reject a portion thereof? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the people of the book when he revealed this verse. He was speaking about the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. Do you believe in a portion of the book and reject a portion thereof? What will be the recompense of those who do that, except that they will be disgraced in this life? And on the day of judgment, they will be recompensed with a painful torment. And Allah is not unaware of what ye do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are like people who have engaged in a business transaction. They have sold their akhirah. Imagine that, selling eternal bliss in Jannah just to follow their whims and fancies, lust and desires, for the blink of an eyelid on the dunya. فَلَا يَخَفَّفْ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. Their punishment will not be lightened, nor will they be helped. Churches are empty in England. Empty. Alhamdulillah, the masajid are full. The masajid are full. We just need to fill them up, not just on Jumu'ah, but right through the week, inshaAllah ta'ala. And a lot of youth as well. A lot of youth. So, an encouragement to the youth. Those seven people that will be called to come and rest in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade, the day of Qiyamah. One of them will be washabun nasha'a fi ibadati Allah ta'ala. A person that has spent their youth in the path of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us as parents steadfast and make us as righteous examples for our youth to follow steadfastly on the Sirat al-Mustaqim ila Jannat al-Na'im. So, the categorization of Shaheed, what are the conditions or stipulations? Well, and we've spoken about this not too long ago when I think it was Brother Khalil who was also brutally gunned down. Or is it Khalid? Khalid. Brother Khalid that was brutally murdered here, just not a few, maybe a kilometer away from us. And we mentioned this hadith, and I'm going to mention it again. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أرأيت إن جاء رجل يريد أخذ مالي O Messenger of Allah, if a man had to come to me to take my money, then what should I do? قَالَ فَلَا تُطِعْهُ مَالَكُ فَلَا تُطِعْهُ مَالَكُ Do not give him your money. وَإِن قَاتَلَنِي قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِن قَاتَلَنِي And if he fights me for it? قَالَ قَاتِلْهُ Fight him back. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِن قَتَلَنِي And if he has to kill me? فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَنْتَ شَهِيدٌ Then you're a martyr. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِن قَتَلْتُهُ And if I kill him? قَالَ The Prophet then said, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هُوَ فِي النَّارِ Then he's in the fire. And in another hadith, also sahih, this one narrated by Sa'id ibn Zayd, مَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ مَالِي فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ Whoever is killed defending his property, or her property for that matter, whoever is killed defending their property, then they are shaheed. Whoever is killed, وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ دِينِهِ Whoever is killed because of their religion. And we hope that it's not the case here. If it is, then Pandora's box, they are scratching with Pandora's box. They are scratching with a dangerous door. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ دِينِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ Whoever is killed because of his religion or their religion, then they are also shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ دَمِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ And whoever is killed protecting their own lives, then they are shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ أَهْلِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ And whoever gets killed protecting their families, then they are shaheed. Then they are shaheed. You know, Jamaat al-Muslimin, when we as South Africans, when we celebrated our democracy almost 30 years ago, and then we opened our eyes and we saw, oh, there goes the death penalty. And there opens the adult worlds. And there comes the casino gambling bill. And the new alcohol bill. And all of these same-sex marriage, LGBTQ bills. And the question is, إلى متى? Until when? And I'll never forget, as a student in Medina, Sheikh Uthman Peters, Rahimullah Ta'ala. Sheikh Uthman, he had a little car, a bin. That was a Datsun Triple S, something like that. And there was going to be an execution in front of the mahkama. You know where's the mahkama? Opposite Masjid Nabawi. And this individual, he had committed murder. And the case actually went on for a whole year because they were negotiating with the family for the dia, the compensation. Blood money is actually not the right word. Compensation. But what did the family want? The family wanted qisas. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 179, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ And in qisas, a life for a life, in the death penalty, there is life. And I only truly understood it on that day. Because when this big black limousine pulled up, and the executioner got out, a huge giant of a man, with a sword probably the height of an average man. And his face was covered, and the soldiers were standing around. First they had him in the ambulance, and I think they give them some sort of sedative just to keep them calm, the person who's about to be executed. And then they make the man go on his knees, and the executioner started walking around the accused, the guilty. And eventually he sort of pulled his thobe a little bit open at the back to reveal his neck. And then he was pacing up and down, and then all of a sudden he stopped. He lifted the sword and he cut off the man's head. Wallahi, my heart sank into my stomach and did 1,360s in a nanosecond. And I was actually perplexed for the rest of the day. But perplexed in the sense that, Ya Allah, oh Allah, guide me never to harm the hair on another human being unjustly. Unjustly. Never allow me to harm the hair on another human being unjustly. Lest I should experience the same fate. This is the haya. This is the life. The life. But human rights, you know? But human rights is all about defending human wrongs. Human rights is the shaitan's trick to defend human wrongs. Yes, we have human rights. But human rights can only be prescribed by the creator of all humans. Who knows our weaknesses and our faults? Who knows what's good for us and knows what's bad for us? And therefore, human rights are divine rights given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not made up by people who literally are being guided by the shaitan, have made an alliance and a pact with the shaitan. Because Jamaat al-Muslimin, as it stands at the moment, we have an average of 82 murders in this country every day. You know how much that's in 1 year? 30,000. In 10 years, 300,000. Those are war statistics. Those are war statistics. And nowadays somebody commits murder, goes into prison. If he's already a gangster, then kry nog 'n strip of a sterrentjie, ek weet nie. His rank is elevated, and within 10 years he's out again, killing again. Allah, is this madness. Madness. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And in this just punishment, there is life. A life for a life? There is life. There is life. Because when people see that execution, whether it is, you know, with a sword, or whether it is hanging, or whatever the case might be. I know in France they had the guillotine. But no, this is against human rights. So one life is saved, the murderer, and he takes 100 lives. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ulil albab, O those of you who reflect, O those of you who have any sense. Absolutely, this is senseless, it's madness. The akal is khabakal. Totally. La'allakum tattaqoon. In order that you should shield yourselves. So, death penalty is a shield for society. Death penalty is a protection for society. And we should march by our millions to ask for the death penalty back in this country. Jamaat al-Muslimin, my time is up. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. At Surah Al-Isra, verse 33. Surah Al-Isra, verse 33. And do not kill or take the life that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred. إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, except with truth, in justice. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا, and whoever is unjustly killed, فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ, we have made for the guardian of the rights of that person that was murdered, sultana, giving them authority to either ask for the death penalty or to accept the dia, the compensation. فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ. فَلَا يُسْرِفْ, so do not exaggerate in killing. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. Why? Because the murdered person is aided by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The murdered person is aided because his family is either going to get justice, qisas, or they're going to get compensation. They are aided by the divine law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not like in the days of Jahiliyyah with the war between Bani Taghlib and Bani Bakr, when when Jassas killed Kulayb, Jassas from Bani Shayban, which is connected to Bani Bakr, he killed Kulayb, who was the king of Bani Taghlib. So the brother of Kulayb, Zayr Salim, Uday, Zayr Salim, he said, I will not stop killing for one person. I will not stop killing Bani Bakr until there's not one left of them walking the earth. And the war went on for 40 years. For 40 years. Killing untold how many people from both sides just for one person. Now that's the other extreme. No. And nafsu bin nafs. One life for another life. Jamaat al-Muslimin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the shahada, accept the martyrdom of Hafidh Umar and Hafidh Tawfiq. And all of those brothers and sisters of ours that have died in a similar fashion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them and accept their shahada. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, the people of this country, the tawfiq, the divine guidance, and the courage to stand up and have our voices heard, to unite and speak with a single voice, to bring this madness to an end. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just an announcement. We have to replace the power backup system of the mosque. Anybody would like to contribute towards it, please approach the committee. I can't read the other part, sorry. Or you can deposit directly into the banking account and just reference it as backup system. Thanking you in advance from the chairman and the committee of Masjid al-Sunni. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمداً رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، بلغ العلا بكماله، كشف الدجى بجماله، عظمت جميع خصاله، صلوا عليه وآله. صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى، ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم. أما بعد، فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة، إلى أين يا سارة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز، بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون، فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله، ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ومن قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد، ومن قتل دون دينه فهو شهيد، ومن قتل دون دمه فهو شهيد، ومن قتل دون أهله فهو شهيد. اللهم تقبل شهداءنا يا رب العالمين. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمداً رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. فيا أيها الذين آمنوا، يا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز، بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثر عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلب محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة الحاكدين الظالمين المجرمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين، وتقبل شهداءنا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا وثابني وثابكم الله الله أكبر إني وجد إني وجد إن الصلاة لا شريك له أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله 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 أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا الله سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله 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 أكبر إلا الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام
ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لهما وارحمهما وسكنهما في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاتهما واحشرهما مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.